If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you were ready for summer, well, you got it this weekend, because Saturday we had the really heavy thunderstorms around the Jacksonville metro. It was hot Saturday, but then on Sunday we hit 100 degrees at Jacksonville International Airport. There was some rain still, but not as much rain coverage Sunday as compared to Saturday. We continue with the daily threat for showers and storms, and it stays plenty hot this week as well. So, yeah, it is a summertime forecast over the next 5 to 7 days in Northeast Florida and Jacksonville. The sea breeze is going to have a lot to do with who sees the rain and when each day this week. It looks like today is going to be the hottest day of the week. The first alert forecast is 98, and really 100 is not out of the question. And really, as we look to Tuesday and Wednesday, there's not a whole lot that changes with that forecast. So we'll still be in the mid-90s each day. We may creep up to about 97 to 98 through about Wednesday, and then it looks like the days get a bit wetter on Thursday and Friday. It looks like that sea breeze is going to try to move farther inland as we get later in the week as well. But let's talk about the first part of the week first. We're going to have westerly winds today, tomorrow, and Wednesday in particular. That's going to help advance the sea breeze all the way from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up here to the I-95 corridor and the beaches. And that offshore wind helps keep the Atlantic sea breeze pinned near the coast. Now, over the last couple of days, we've had a westerly wind, but it hasn't been that strong. So the sea breeze from the Atlantic has actually made it inland a little bit. And I think that's what we're going to see Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it doesn't completely take the beaches out of the equation for rain and storms, but I think that rain really will focus near I-95 each afternoon. On Thursday and Friday, it looks like the Atlantic sea breeze is going to move farther inland. So that's going to help focus the rain near and west of Interstate 95. But it looks like there is better rain coverage, especially inland to the west and south of Jacksonville on Thursday and Friday. And even as we look ahead to next weekend, it looks like we'll still have a few sea breeze showers and storms each day, but the coverage doesn't look as good as Thursday and Friday. The bottom line is, if you missed on the rain this weekend, and there were some neighborhoods that missed and barely got anything, well, you got plenty of chances on the way basically every day this week to try to get some of that much needed rain on your lawn. We're always tracking the tropics in the First Alert Weather Center, and there was an area we were watching this weekend along the Gulf Coast of Mexico that is moving inland over Mexico. That's not coming to the United States. It's not a concern here at home, and there are no other areas that we are watching. Looks like things will stay quiet for about 5 to 7 days. At least. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.